T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Check him out now as a tremendous analyst for the NFL Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Mariucci joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we always appreciate your time. I want to start right here with San Francisco's matchup against the Rams this weekend. We're so enamored with the passing game in the NFL that every now and again we may overlook the running back position. Todd Gurley, through 6 games, has 150 touches for 870 yards and 11 touchdowns this season. How do you try to contain a player of this magnitude?
Good morning, guys. this is going to be a good matchup, and the Rams are one of those teams like Kansas City where you throw on the film and you just love watching their offense. It's amazing. And Jared Goff, a homegrown product here, is playing well, and they've got weapons galore, a lot like the Kansas City Chiefs. And then that guy in the back, Todd Gurley, man, is he something else. And their offensive line doesn't get enough credit either. They are very good. They get some good push. And then they run more play action passes than anybody in the league. It's because of the great run game with Todd Gurley. And so they've got it rolling. It's going to be a heck of a time. You remember last year, the Niners and the Rams had a shootout, real close game, came down to the last play. And then, of course, the 49ers beat them last year, too, when they arrested some players. But it's a big rivalry. It'll be a lot of fun. But Todd Gurley is making a case for MVP this year.
Without a doubt. And looking at what the Niners were able to do in Green Bay Monday night, do you think they're more equipped to get into that sort of a shootout game with the Rams, or are they still better off really trying to keep it as a lower scoring affair?
You know what, guys, in the league this year, and you probably know this already, we're scoring more points. There are more yards. There are more passing yards than ever. Okay. But with that said, there are more close games, one possession games than ever too. So we're getting the 40 to 40s and the 30 to 30s kind of games in the fourth quarter. And that keep people in their seats at home and in the stadium because they go down to the last drive. And you guys saw it with the 49ers in Green Bay. My God, what a game. I think this is going to be a pretty good high-scoring game. You're seeing the Niners starting to score points and move the ball and play better on offense. We know the Rams are going to get 30-plus. That's just what they do. But I think this is going to be a heck of a game. It's a good rival. It's going to be a close one.
Coach, this 49er team, they're almost like a cat. They got 9 lives. These guys find a way to compete. You think about every single game this year they were in. Had a chance, Kansas City, before Jimmy G gets hurt, they were getting ready to go in and maybe make it a one-score game. You think about what is it about these guys that when you think they don't have a chance, they find a way to compete, they find a way to keep it close. They're just on the edge. They should, could have won last week, could have won another night. Arizona totally dominated against Arizona. The other night against Green Bay, ran the ball up and down the field, had that opportunity. When does it stop? You get a team now. Is it over? They know playoff hopes are, you see them fading. Teams that get to that point like, okay, I just want to get through the year. Do you think Kyle Shanahan has the ability to keep these guys able to compete week in and week out?
He does, and they will. And we saw it last year when they lost. They were 0-9, weren't they? And when you watch them, you go, gosh, this team is still fighting hard. They still care. And so there's nothing different now. They've got good guys on the team that love football. They're close. They know it. They're just a player, two or three, a way of winning, like you said, a lot of games. When you're watching that Packer game, and it's tough to win in Lambeau.
Sure.
They go right down the field and score in the first possession, right? And then it seemed like reality set in, and Aaron Rodgers started playing like Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers took a pretty good lead. And I thought, here we go. Packers are going to have a convincing win, like many people expect. No, the Niners not only stay in the game, but take the lead and look like they belong. Look like, hey, we came to Lambeau because we think we're a better team than the Packers. And so right now, the best thing going for the 49ers is their mindset. They are given their record, forget about 1-5. They feel that they're a pretty darn good football team. They also feel like that C.J. Beathard can be their quarterback that can help them win games, and they can run the football on anybody. And so, you know, if they get a couple of big plays in the passing game and keep them turning the ball over, they can win a game like the Rams or really any other game too, because they're playing so hard and pretty darn confidently. I've been impressed with the job Kyle's done with the psyche of his teams. They keep them playing hard. They don't have any quit. And that's a tough job sometimes for a coach, and he's done it well.
Steve Mariucci with us here on 95.7 The Game. I want to stay right there. So you're a big underdog on the road, and you go to Green Bay, and you have a chance to win it late. You come up just short. But now you only have 6 days to get prepared for what many believe is the best team in the business. As a head coach, how do you get your team off of thinking about Green Bay and onto the Rams as quickly as possible?
Yeah. Good question, because some coaches will just not watch the film and get started right away on the next opponent. But I'm pretty sure that Kyle said, hey, no, we've got so much to learn from this Green Bay Packers film that we're going to watch it and study it and keep working and getting better, clean up some things. Just a mistake here and there made the difference in that game. So I think they're just keeping the pedal to the metal, similar routine. And once they watch the film and correct those mistakes, boom, they move on, and it's easy to move on. The Ram game is like homecoming for a high school, man. You know, you got crepe paper in the hallways, and you got signs all over the school, and you got to be all fired up. Everybody's fired up by the Rams. And it just so happens they're the best team in football. So let's go. Bring it on.
It should be exciting if the 49ers are able to sustain some possessions by running it. But defensively, they've had some problems on the back end, injuries and a benching of Akello Witherspoon. As a coach, what do you do defensively when you've got question marks at the back end in your secondary? How do you scheme it up to try to hide those deficiencies?
Yeah, you know, you got to play with who you have. And so, you know, you run into some really good receivers at times. But, you know, Warren Sapp would always say the front end has to play with the back end. So one way to help your back end out is to apply more pressure on the quarterback and make him throw early or make him throw off balance or make, you know, force the inaccurate throw or the interception. You know, those kinds of things will tend to help the secondary in any football team. So it's a complete team effort. Robert Saleh, who happens to be from Northern Michigan University as the defensive coordinator, does a nice job with those guys. You know, Richard Sherman seems to be back and healthy, and I was keeping my fingers crossed on that because he's a heck of a player. We all know that, heck of a leader. So, hang on, and you know, you hope you get a pick here and there in a deflected pass, but you got to get pressure on the quarterback. That's going to be the key.
Coach, when you think about the San Francisco 49ers, their ability to run the ball against this past week, you know, watching how they were able to do that against Green Bay, can they duplicate that against this Rams stout front four? Can they have success on the perimeter?
Well, you know, the Rams, you know, not only are they loaded on offense, we know that, but they've got some talent and some great players on defense. Great players on defense. That's 7 first-round draft choices, you know, a little bit banged up. But when you have Aaron Donald and Dominican Sue and Brockers and all those guys, you know, it's a little tougher road to hoe. But I think the 49ers are going to try to run the ball. They're going to be stubborn with the run. It'd be important for them to have some clock control to keep Jared Goff and his buddies over by the Gatorade. So I think they will be able to. Matt Breida's had a heck of a year running the football. And the offensive line of the 49ers, pretty good. You know, this McGlinchey kid's going to be a heck of a player, and he's at right tackle now, and Staley's at the left side. But when Joe, you know, goes off into the sunset, McGlinchey will be the left side guy, and they do a good job at the line of scrimmage. It'll be a good fight.
former head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Check him out now as a terrific analyst for the NFL Network, Steve Mariucci, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. We look forward to doing it again soon.
All right, guys. Have a great day, okay?
You as well, Coach. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.